Exercise 10, number 1.
That book is on reserve, so you can't take it out of the library. You can use it here for 2 hours, though. Or you can wait until an hour before closing and check it out until the library opens at 8 in the morning.
Okay, I'll come back tonight.
What does the man imply?
Do you know where I can get a soda?
Isn't there a machine downstairs?
What does the man imply?
Why do you have to take the TOEFL? I thought if you graduated from an American high school, you didn't have to take it.
I thought so too. But the universities where I applied required a score even with an American diploma.
What do we know about the woman?
How long did it take you to register? I was in line for 2 hours.
You were lucky.
What did the man mean?
If I were you, I would take a plane instead of a bus. It will take you forever to get there.
But flying makes me so nervous.
What does the man prefer to do?
The name is Baker. We don't have a reservation, but we have time to wait.
Party of four? It shouldn't be more than 10 minutes, Mr. Baker. We'll call you when we have a table.
Where does this conversation most likely take place?
Do you think that Bob is serious about Sally?
Well, I know this. I've never seen him go out so often with the same person.
What conclusion does the man want us to draw from his statement?
Whereas European nations have traditionally employed metric units, such as meters and grams, the United States has employed English units, such as feet and pounds.
Both systems are now in use in the U.S., though.
What are these people most probably discussing?
Jane told me that she was going to quit her job. I'll certainly be sorry to see her go.
Oh, she always says that. I wouldn't buy her a going-away present if I were you.
What does the man think about Jane?
I wonder what happened to Betty Thompson. I don't see her anywhere.
I don't know. She told me that she would be here at the play tonight.
What do we learn about Betty from this conversation?